Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Jesus is real today. If you're not serving the true and living God, we want to introduce him to you today. He's a God that can do more than you can ask or think. He's a God that won't deny you. He's a God that has made promises that he will keep. Some people are serving deities today that can't answer them, can't help them, can't prove themselves to them. All they know is that they're just making sacrifices to that God. They're bringing incense, and they're burning candles, and they're praying to that God, but he's not answering. But today we want to introduce to you Jesus Christ. He's a prayer answering Savior. He's a God that when you call him, he'll be there to heed your beck and call. My friends, wherever you are today, we introduce you Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ, who came to die on the cross and shed his precious blood. For as the golden text of the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life. You'll not perish, but you'll have everlasting life. Hallelujah. He come that you might have life today. Some of you are sick and suffering. Some of you are about to die. You've given up. You've made up your mind and say, well, it's all over. And I'm just about through. I'm tired of suffering. I'm tired of going through. I'm tired of all this pain. But listen, my friend, Jesus Christ is a healer. My question to you is, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Why are you going to an untimely grave when you can live? Jesus Christ wants you to live, my friends. Don't give up now. Don't lose hope. But put your faith and confidence in Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to be praying the prayer of faith for you. And if you will let your faith loose in God, you can get your healing today. Oh, yes, I know you've been sick a long time. I know the doctors have told you there's nothing else that can help you. But my friends, we bring to you Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the one that's able to do more than we can ask or think. He is a healer today. Yes. And what I want you to do is allow your faith to stretch out on him.
Yes.
Stretch out on his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And believe God for a miracle.
Yes.
Some of you also today need money in your pocket.
Hallelujah.
You're at your wits' end. You don't know how you're going to meet your bills. But my friends, I come today to tell you that the Lord will make a way.
Yes, he will.
I said the Lord will make a way.
Yes.
He's able to get your bills paid. He's able, amen, to turn things around for you and put money in your pocket.
Yes.
What you need to do is just trust him now.
Yes.
Don't fret. See, when you go to having fear and being afraid, when fear moves in, faith moves out.
Hallelujah.
But if you will move that fear out and say, I'm trusting God.
Yes.
I'm moving that fear out and I'm going to stand on God's word, for he said, he will,
yes, he will
help me in the time of trouble.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe the Lord God today. Because God will make a way. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Although you may not have a friend, he'll go with you until the end. Thank you. The devil might have told you he won't, but I'm here to tell you that God will. Your doctors might have said he won't, but I'm here to tell you that God will. Your friends might tell you that he won't, but I'm here to tell you that, oh, yes, he will. To help you to believe God. Do for you what needs to be done. He'll make a way today if you'll just trust him. Yeah, your doctor said that your medicine is not working, and they've given you everything they can to try to help you out. But listen, my friends, God has already made a way for you to be healed. He says with his stripes, yes, you are healed already. Healed. Receive that today. Receive your healing. And believe God today. Stand on God's word. And then what I want you to do is get in a place where faith is being taught. Some of y'all are sitting up in these places where people is talking all kind of doubt. And they're talking about, well, I don't know if it's the Lord's will. And we're going to see what God say. Listen, you already know what God said in his word. His word said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. He says, no good thing will he withhold from you. Healing is the children's bread. Listen, get out from around them folks that don't believe God. You want your healing? Get to a church where faith is being taught. You need your faith to be nurtured and built up. If you're around folks all the time talking doubt, around folks all the time don't believe that God is able to do it, or if they're talking about if it's his will, you don't need to be around them folks. When Jesus went to raise that person up, that girl, and all them folks was there in the house crying and wailing and carrying on, he put all them crying folks out because he had something to do. You need to put all them folks out that's around you that don't believe God for a miracle in your life. Get around some people that's believing in God and having faith and knowing that God can do what needs to be done. Somebody say amen. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord a hand clap. You can be healed, my friends, according to your faith. I'm getting ready to pray right now for you wherever you are under the sound of my voice. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. And we come today to take time out to talk to Jesus just for you. Hallelujah. And if you believe God, after prayer, you'll be able to say, God has worked a miracle in my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Draw nigh to your radio. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body. Yeah. On or near where you're suffering. And let's believe God today for a miracle in your life. You can be healed according to your faith. Thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you, dear God, for the power that's in your great name to heal and cast out devils. Dear Jesus, you said in your word, according to our faith, so be it unto us. Now, dear God, we come to you in faith today on behalf of these that are under the sound of my voice. Some are near and some are far. We ask, Lord God, that you'll go to their rescue right now. Stretch forth your hand, oh God. Work a miracle in their lives. Satan, we adjure you by the power of the Almighty God. Take your filthy hands off of these bodies. Loose your hold and come on out of here. You devil that's causing all manner of diseases and sicknesses. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Cast you out in Jesus' name and command you to go back to the pit from whence you come. Take your hands off of these bodies right now. In the name of Jesus. Dear God, touch them.
Hallelujah.
From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Make them every bit whole, oh God. Let them feel better this very same hour. Some, oh God, have a doctor's appointment they got to go back to. Lord God, let the doctors be amazed at the healing that has happened in their lives today. Make them every bit whole, oh God. Show your divine power. Then, oh God, somebody that needs a financial blessing. I pray, Lord God, you'll meet the need today. Pay those bills, oh God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, put money in their pocket.
Yes.
Let money show up in the mailbox this week. Oh God, let money show up in the front of their doorstep this week.
Yes.
Let them find it in the street, Lord God.
Yes.
Let somebody bring it to them, Lord.
Yes.
That person that owed them money, let that person pay up on this week. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we thank you now. We thank you for your mighty power. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your blessings. We ask all these in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord a praise for his miraculous power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you now, friends. Remember, this is the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Our location where we're holding services is 2012 Fulton Street. That's 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. We invite you to come on down here. Amen. We are a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. My friends, if you can produce the faith, God can and God will produce the miracle. We want you to write us this week. Thank God for so many of you that are writing. We ask you to write us, send us your prayer requests, send us your testimony of what the Lord has done for you in this radio ministry. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. When you write, we ask that you send us a donation to help us keep the gospel going out over these various radio stations that we're on, as well as we want to add more stations and get the word out that Jesus Christ is yet healing. Now, if you'd like to send us a donation other than through the mail, you can do it also by PayPal. We have a PayPal account. Amen. You can send it to us that way. Type in the phone number 917-513-8029. That's 917-513-8029. You can send us your offering via the PayPal if you have that on your phone. All right? We look forward to hearing from you now. Amen. Help us to keep the gospel going. All right? You can call us. Our phone number is 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. Come on, let's give the Lord another hand clap on today. So glad, praise God for everyone. Most of all, thank you, praise God, that my son Tyrone is in the house today. Hallelujah. Amen. When the doctor said that he wasn't going to live, he's here today. He's not, what's them things they got out now where it's three-dimensional and you can make it look like it's a real person, but it's just a picture of him?
Hologram.
A hologram. He's not a hologram. Amen. He is here in flesh and bone and blood. Amen. He ain't no ghost either. Amen. Say amen, Tyrone.
Amen.
Yeah, all right. Say it out loud where they can hear you.
Amen.
That's him talking. That ain't no tape, y'all. Amen. Praise God. He's here and he's doing fine. Praise God. And God has blessed him. God has worked a miracle in his life. Three doctors told me that he was dying. Said he's on his way out of here. But when he walked out, when he come out of that hospital up there in White Plains, New York, praise God, they was all amazed. In fact, you would have thought he was a celebrity leaving the hospital, because they even came all out of ICU and was waving them goodbye. And then someone was shocked, and someone was like, they didn't believe it. They couldn't believe their eyes. That here's somebody that was at death's door and wasn't expected to live. Hey, he's going home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he's doing just fine today. And for this, I'm so grateful to God. Listen, my friends, this is why we tell you, Jesus Christ is a healer. He's still healing the sick. Oh, you got some people that are saying, oh, that was for the Bible days. Don't believe that stuff that they say. Believe what God's word say. He said, I am the Lord that God to heal you. And he's going to heal until this time and this era is up. So what you need to do is believe God for your healing. If he healed Tyrone, he can heal you. The doctor said his lungs were damaged, irreversible damage. Said he was not even doing what they call the gas exchange. He couldn't breathe on his own. And had scarring all over his lungs. Respiratory failure is what they called it. Amen. And it was just pitiful. It was just a sight to see if you could have been there. And when I was there looking at him, and I'd be praying with him, hallelujah. And I was saying, no, he's not going to die. Somebody called me up and said, well, you know, God is able to heal him. But if it's the Lord's will, he'll take him on home with him. I said, death is not an option. Hallelujah. No, he's not going to die. And I ain't looking for the Lord to take him home with him. I'm looking for him to stay right here and live with us. Amen? Hallelujah. And he's here today. Why? Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ's word is performed and it is done. He said he'll send his word out and it will not come back to him void. That's why we tell you, friends, write us. Send us your prayer requests. Let us pray for you. God is able to heal you. And if you can get here to Brooklyn, New York, come on here to this temple where we can anoint you with oil and believe God for a miracle in your life. Jesus Christ will do it without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. Right now, I want you to get your Bibles. I'm looking at the clock, and we done churched out my time again. But that's all right. Amen. God is praised anyhow. In the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter. That's Philippians, the fourth chapter, and we want to read a familiar scripture found right there in the 19th verse. Philippians 4 and 19. The word of the Lord reads as thus, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If God is supplying you everything you need, why are you in want? There's something wrong here if you're in lack. If you're in need of something, when God's word, Paul told the church at Philippians, said, listen, God's going to supply all your needs, everything that you need, not some of it. You know, some people say, well, you know, you can't, God ain't promised you to have steak and potatoes, but he will give you bread and water. Oh, no, there's a need for steak and potatoes every now and then. Have I got a witness here?
Amen.
There's a need, praise God, to be able to eat good sometimes. Sometimes all you're doing is going back and forth to Burger King and McDonald's and White Castle and Taco Bell and all them other little places. Sometimes it's good to go and sit down in a restaurant where they can serve you. Amen. Where you're not eating out of plastic plates and out of paper plates. But you're eating out of chinaware and stuff and sitting down and let someone bring you something to eat rather than you going through the takeout all the time. God will supply your need according to his riches and glory. God ain't got no short bank. He ain't got no lacking in his bank in the heavens. They tell me that the streets are paved with gold. The gates are pearl. Amen. That's going to show you what it means to God. What the things that we have on earth. Everything he owns. The cattle on the hill is his. That's why you should be able to have a steak every now and then. Some folks just going along with, I don't know. I'm just suffering for the Lord's sake. No, you ain't. You're suffering because you don't believe God. You're going through because you don't believe his word that says he's going to supply your need. Your needs are met through Jesus Christ. And once you come to the realization of that, you will stop living down in the dumps. I heard somebody say one day, if life is a bowl of cherries, why are you living in the pits? Uh-huh, yeah, and it's supposed to be so happy. You're supposed to be the child of God, and you're supposed to be on your way to heaven, and God is doing this and doing that for you. Why are you so busted and distrusted? Busted, disgusted, and can't be trusted. That's because you're not following and believing God's word. He said you got to believe him. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is. You need to believe God that he's going to supply your needs. You need to believe that God's going to heal your body. You need to believe God that he's going to make a way out of no way. Sure, people are saying this and saying that. They're going to tell you God ain't going to do it because they ain't got no faith themselves. They're going to tell you it's not going to happen because they don't believe God themselves. What you need to do is learn how to stand on your own 2 feet and stand on the word of God. Stop sitting on the premises and go to standing on the promises. Hello? Hallelujah. It's time now to believe God for what he said rather than listen to what man said. Yeah, man got a whole lot of mouth. Man got a whole lot to say, but he got a whole lot to say about nothing. But when it comes down to God, God's word is going to be fulfilled. He said that his word is not going to come back to him void. He sent his word out, and it's going to accomplish just what he sent it out to do. Paul told the church of Philippians, God will supply all you need. What do you need? Stop and think right now. What do you need? Do you need a car? God can supply you with a car. And I don't mean no old jalopy or no hoopty. You know, some folks, well, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. No, ask God for what you want and stand on that. Stop trying to be second best. Stop playing second fiddle. There's a commercial that comes on TV. It used to come on the Hellman's Mayonnaise commercial. Said, this is no place for second best. You are God's child. You are not to be second best. You're not to be second best. You're not to be on the back burner. You're to be supplied according to God's riches and glory. You should have what you need to make it in this life. Paul said God will supply all your needs. Do you need money? God will supply it. Do you need food? God will supply it. Do you need healing? God will supply it. Do you need